Lesson 109, The Laborers in the Vineyard. Message: God equally rewards all who serve Him with eternal life. Learning objectives: the children will learn. Each of the laborers in the vineyard was rewarded equally, regardless of how long they worked. All those who faithfully follow Jesus receives the same reward, eternal life. Salvation is a gift from God that is not earned. Bible text, Matthew chapter 20 from verse 1 to verse 16. Once again, Jesus told his disciples about the kingdom of God. He compared it to a man who owned a vineyard and employed workers to help him. The vineyard owner went out early in the morning to find workers to help him. He agreed to give each worker a silver coin for a day's work and sent them off to his vineyard. 3 hours later, the man saw that there were still men in the marketplace who had not found any work. He said to them, "Go to my vineyard. I will pay you a fair wage." They too went off to work for him. 6 hours after he had sent the first workers to the vineyard, the man returned to the marketplace again and found that there were still men there without any work. He sent them to his vineyard as well. 3 hours later, the same happened again. When the first man to arrive had been working for 11 hours, the owner found some more men who had no work. He asked them, "Why have you been standing there all day and not working?" They replied, "No one gave us any work." The vineyard owner sent them off to his vineyard as well. By now, it was evening. The owner said to his manager, "Call the workers and give them their wages. Give those who came here last their wages first." So the workers who had only arrived at the 11th hour were paid first. Each one received a silver coin. When the workers who had started early in the morning were paid, they expected to receive more money than the others, but they too received one silver coin as agreed. They started to complain and said, "The ones who came last only worked for an hour, yet you have paid them exactly the same as us, and we had to work hard all day in the heat." The owner said to one of them, "My friend, I am not being unfair. Did we not agree that you would receive a silver coin for your work? Take what you have earned and go home. I wanted to give those who came late the same as you. Do I not have the right to do what I want with my money? Are you jealous because I have been so kind?" Jesus then said to his disciples, "The last will be first, and the first last. For many are called, and few are chosen." Suggestion for the teacher: lead in. Show the picture to the children. Discuss with them what they see. Ask what he or she may feel. Let some of the children play the story in a role play. Instruct them before. Provide disguise, fancy dress, and additional materials like money, vessels with fruits. Lesson instructions: begin telling the story. Discuss with the children. What is the fair wage for a day's work? Possible answer: a silver coin. 2. How long do the different laborers work? 12, 9, 6:3, 1 hours. 3. What do you think the laborers will be paid? 4. What does Jesus want to explain with the parable? Possible answer. All who follow Jesus receive the same reward, which is eternal life. Have the children repeat. Each of the laborers was rewarded equally, regardless of how long they worked. All those who follow Jesus will receive the same reward. He grants us eternal life. Salvation is a gift from God that is not earned. Real life application. Explain the following. Who is the oldest or youngest member of our congregation? Does he or she get a different wage when Jesus returns? Possible answer, no. They will get the same, which is eternal life. Repeat the message. God equally rewards all who serve him with eternal life.